Montanans are split in their feelings about the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to strike down the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. The nation's highest court today threw out a provision denying federal benefits to married gay couples, and in a separate decision, allowed same-sex marriage to resume in California. Both were passed with tight 5-4 majorities. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says Montana's gay rights advocates are applauding the decisions, although they acknowledge it doesn't mean much here in the state.
Jan Donaldson and Marianne Guggenheim live in a gray home near Helena's downtown. They have a high brown wooden fence and a beautiful flower garden. They're in their 60s and 70s, and they're a gay couple.
This summer is our 30th anniversary.
That's Marianne. They found out about the Supreme Court's decision to throw out the Defense of Marriage Act from Jan's son on the phone.
We actually were watching the tennis channel because
we're into Wimbledon.
They switched to a news channel.
Well, it's a joyful day.
They've often had to deal with the limitations associated with not being in a committed heterosexual relationship. Like when Marianne had hip surgery, Jan had questions and called the surgeon.
His assistant refused to talk to me because they didn't have the appropriate papers in the office to be able to share any medical information with me.
And the Supreme Court's decision to throw out DOMA does not change that.
Nothing that the court did affected Montana in any way.
That's Jeff Laslaffy, president of the Montana Family Foundation, a conservative organization opposed to gay marriage.
The decisions were extremely narrow, and Montana's marriage amendment continues to be in force, and the debate on the issue of same-sex marriage on the national level continues.
Laslaffy argues gay marriage advocates were actually losers in the Supreme Court's decision, since many were hoping the court would declare all bans on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. That did not happen. The state's gay marriage ban remains in place, and Laslaffy believes that's what most Montanans want, pointing out a nearly 70% majority voted for the ban in 2004.
I think that people in Montana still realize that the most important thing about marriage is that it provides kids with both a mom and a dad. And as a culture, and especially here in Montana, we think that's important.
However, this year, the Montana legislature did throw out the state's ban on homosexual sex. It was a historic move, coming 15 years after that law was declared unconstitutional. Public policy director of the Montana chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, Nikki Zupanic, believes even at the state level, public opinion is shifting.
Things are only moving in one direction on this issue. Whether it's legal decisions, legislation, ballot measures, everything is moving in the direction of the freedom for couples to be recognized in their relationships.
What's not fully clear at this point with the Supreme Court's decision is whether federal benefits in areas like Medicare, taxes, or Social Security would be recognized for gay couples who married in a state with gay marriage and then moved to Montana. That's all complicated and depends on the type of benefits the couple is seeking. Legalizing gay marriage may not yet be in the picture in Montana. But Jan Donaldson and Marianne Guggenheim, the couple from the beginning of this story, they are working for domestic partnership rights. They're the lead plaintiffs in an American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against the state, looking to get some specific benefits extended to same-sex couples. That case is ongoing. They say they have a lot of work to do, but Marianne says she does not have bittersweet feelings.
Oh, really none at all. When you get to be my age, late 70s, you realize the perspective of how things often change slowly.
She says personally, this summer, she and Jan are going to celebrate their 30 years and leave it at that. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.